Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that mouthing the words as we pray helps to keep our mind from straying while we pray. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You want to be a man or woman of prayer and be actively doing that on a regular basis. And what a great way that would be if there you are praying and suddenly you're caught up to be with the Lord. By the way, moving your lips if you're praying silently, I think is a good thing. There is some kind of connection. Don't try to explain me the science of it. Me to get you to explain the science of it, because I don't know the science of it. I just know it works. I just know it works to move your lips. It keeps your mind from wandering. You ever been praying and you say something in that prayer and it brings something else up in your mind, and then you get your mind on it and you're not even praying about what you're praying about? Well, if you will just spend that time, you move your lips as you pray for the things you're praying about, then perhaps your prayer is more easily brought out and it's together and it's in a way that it should be laid out. So, are you a prayer warrior? Okay, because you want to be a man or woman of prayer, that when Christ comes back, you're one that's been praying that day. For an example, we're told to pray without ceasing. As the Apostle John in John chapter 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. We're to be looking, okay, remember here, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing. And so, we're to be looking for that to happen. We are to be looking for these things to be going along. So, again, pray as Jesus instructed us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yes, those are things for which to pray. So, this is one of the ways that we are looking for the coming of Christ. Why? He says, looking for that blessed hope. Now, the blessed hope is something which you want. You know, the word blessed often has the idea, the main meaning of it was happily content. One who is really resting joyfully in the things of the Lord. Resting, I mean trusting, knowing the Lord is in control. So, happily content, because this appearing of Jesus Christ is not just something that's a possibility. Oh, no. It is a thing of sure expectation, and it is laid up for those who are his children, the children of God, the sons of God, as we sometimes will say, the sons and daughters of the Lord, because in heaven, I know they're not married and given in marriage, but again, when he says he gave to become the sons of God, the idea a lot of times there is kind of a masculine neuter almost, where it is, yeah, it's translated sons, but really, it's for all the children of man to hear, that they may receive Christ and be saved. So, the way you're looking for, you're expecting it. That shows you're expecting it if you're truly looking for it. And you also know that it's more than just a possibility. It is a sure thing that's going to happen. And so, we know that it's going to happen. Now, we know of children who had a father who died. He was well-to-do. And in his will, when they reached the age of 21, then they received a huge amount of money. And they did. They received a huge amount that was in the Father's will when they reached that age of 21. Well, this is more than that. I mean, you will need your pencil, I think, and paper to write down some of these references I'm going to give you, and keeping in mind that God cannot lie. You say, what do you mean by that? God cannot lie. I just mean that. He cannot lie. He will not lie. He cannot lie. He says that in Hebrews chapter 6. God who cannot lie. We see that more than just Hebrews chapter 6, but it's there, folks. And so you lay up the insurance. A guy that bought the huge life insurance policy, and he knows, because it's paid in full, that when he dies, his loved ones will receive this or that, you know, because it's already in the will, it's already been promised, it's legal, and so it's ready. Well, God's already promised. It's legal. And so if you're in Christ, that promise of eternal life is for you. But there is a need to lay up for eternity. And so that's why I say, write down some of these things, keeping in mind that God cannot lie. Because, look, using the life insurance policy again, if the guy didn't put a beneficiary down, just said, well, just let them disperse it however they want to. Or maybe with all of his goods, not just a life insurance, but with all of his goods. There's going to be legal battles, there's going to be other things, and it's just not going to come out good. And so, when you get down to really thinking about it, keep it in mind that there are things that you can do to lay up for eternity and make sure that person you wanted to get the thing in your will, well, there's ways that you can lay up for eternity and becomes a very sure thing for you. So now let's look at that as we keep that in our minds of laying up for eternity. And so you say, Pastor, are we still in Titus? Oh, yeah. We're in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, but we're looking here at the reason to be looking for him. And how? You can be ready for that appearing. Looking for it means that you're getting ready. You're going to be altogether ready. Okay. So let's just give you some reasons here. Number one, consider first Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Again, Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Now, if you have that, let's read those verses, okay? The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, and I want to stop there to say this. The crowns have to do with their ruling and reigning with Christ Jesus throughout eternity. But you must keep something in mind. Remember the story of the man that Jesus told that buried his in the ground? The others increased the one that they got, but this one buried his in the ground. Now, he tried to make an excuse before it when he was called into an account before his Lord. And the Lord said, take from him that hath the one and give to him that hath the 10. Now, the other guy had increased his to 5, and so the Lord doubled it to 10. That was laid up for him. That was been reserved for that guy that did that. The one that had the one, perhaps he was going to give it 2. I don't know. But he loses even what God had intended to give him. And what God had wanted to give him and intended to give him in that crown went to someone else. Now, you know, when you look at the word crown, you're thinking of a king ruling and reigning with Christ, which is what we would do. And so, when you think that in the eternal kingdom, all the things that are out there that people will be ruling in and reigning in, the kingdom that God gives in each situation, you lose out on it. You're saved, but so as by fire, you're not in hell. But you've lost reward that was supposed to be for you, but you did not obey. So having said that, verse 10, again, let me read that, for I read verse 11. The 420 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before him. What are they doing casting crowns before him? They're dedicating the kingdom that he's given to them to the Lord. They're going to do it exactly the way the Lord wants it in eternity. And so, cast crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, man was created to end this life and for eternity as well, to glorify and praise the Lord, to bring praise to God. It is for the Lord's pleasure when we do it. That just gives pleasure to the Lord when we do it. It's just like a grandchild. Boy, they got out and did something for you. It may not seem as great a thing as what you could have done, but they did it for you. You know they did it for you. And you're pleased. You're happy. I mean, you're just really pleased with that child that they would do that for me. Well, we please God when we do God's will, God's way, and in God's timing. So, following that, we see ours is to see what glorifies God and brings crowns, which will have to do with ruling and reigning with Christ. So we go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. This crown is for any Christian, okay, saved person, but it's just not given pal mal. It's something that you actually do. It's the way you live in Christ Jesus.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.